afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond, your host here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, broadcasting live on this November the 6th already. And the year just keeps marching on. Before we know it, it'll be New Year's and we'll be in the year 2020. Can you believe it? I'll tell you what, time keeps on marching on. Did something kind of different this week. I surprised my wife and put up our Christmas lights. We're usually the first in Waldo to have our Christmas lights up. Can you believe it? Yes, indeed. Yes, we put up our Christmas lights. I haven't done the rest of the decorating yet. I have some different decorations to put on the posts on our front porch. And I have our nativity display to put out and some Santa things and different things that I need to put out yet. But the basic lights are up. And they are on. Yes, they are on for people to see. So if you're ever driving around Waldo and see Christmas lights, it's my house. So I know, I couldn't resist. I'm feeling festive, I guess. I've been listening to a little bit of Christmas music here and there, too. I guess putting me in the mood, right? I know, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. And I try not to skip over Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving is an important holiday. Time to give thanks, and not to mention the big meal. Yeah, that'll be coming up, too, before you know it. Have you gotten your turkey yet and put it in your deep freezer? They're kind of expensive now, aren't they? At least this early on. What are they? Are they 20 or 30 bucks, something like that? Anyways, I forget who's got the best deal on the turkeys. I don't know. Somebody told me Aldi's has got a good deal on the turkeys. But anyways, I forget. But anyhow, so for too long, you'll be getting those turkeys and putting those. Do you deep fry them or do you put them in the oven or how do you do them? But I guess it's too soon to be talking turkey. 4:15 is the time. We've got a lot to do today. I've got a lot of trivia on tap. We're giving away a $5 gift card at 4:55 this afternoon to Steak and Shake. So if you enjoy Steak and Shake, that's what we have on tap for you at 4:55 this afternoon if you call and answer a trivia question. So we'll get to those trivia questions momentarily. First, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Thanks to Mark and the gang. Saw Mark's dad today at the post office and was telling him, got to get my car in for some brakes here pretty soon. I'm just saving up the money to get those brakes done. So that'll be before too long. Got to give me some brakes and rotors on the wife's car to keep her up and running. We got a 2013 GMC Terrain that we got to keep on the road. And then I drive the jalopy. Yes, but the jalopy gets me here to the station every week. So, hey, at least it keeps me on the road. I had to pull a big old piece of rust that was falling off. Today I went to, had to get me some blood drawn at the Quest. By the way, those folks over at Quest are friendly folks, aren't they? If you've never gotten your blood drawn at Quest, they do a great job. You barely feel the stick of the needle. They just do a fantastic job. But anyhow, I come out, and there's a piece of rust hanging down, scraping the ground. So I had to pull a piece of rust off the old jalopy, but it's still underway for now. So long as I can get from point A to point B, I'll be doing all right. Okay, enough of all that. Got rambling there for a little bit, but I guess that's what you do when you're on a talk show. On this November the 6th, 2019, let's find out what kind of trivia we have on tap. The phone lines are open at 740-383-9944. Call in and get signed up for a chance to win a Steak and Shake gift card for today. What did pirates originally mean by the expression "batten down the hatches"? What did "batten down the hatches" mean? Masts are tall poles or links of wood that hold up what? This is the easy one. Masts are tall poles or links of wood that hold up what? This red and black board game is seen worldwide. It's called draughts in England. What's the game called in the USA? The red and black board game. What is it called? I about spilled the beans and told you there. Chutes and ladders. The game Chutes and Ladders is similar to snacks and ladders, which was played in India in the 1500s to teach what? What lesson did Chutes and Ladders teach? The difference between what? 740-383-9944 is the phone number. And we have a call coming in right now. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Hi, I went and got my new brace for my neck. They're going to try and see if they can't get it straightened up.
Oh, but good.
They're going to try, but they told me today it's going to take another 6 to 8 months, maybe.
Okay. How's the brace feel to you? Does it feel okay, or is it uncomfortable?
It's uncomfortable. It hurts like hell.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Anyway, the answer to your one question, I hope I got it right, is you're looking for checkers.
Yeah, looking for checkers. Yeah, that's the game I'm looking for. Yes, sir.
All right,
buddy. You got it.
All right.
Well, we got you in the hopper, okay?
All right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Okay, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give me a ring. Here's another board game question. What board game came out during the Great Depression of the 1930s here in the U.S. when jobs and money were scarce? It's an old game, and it's probably one of the most popular games that you could think of. What board game came out during the Great Depression of the 1930s here in the U.S. when jobs and money were scarce? Okay, this section here is called Keep Your Hat On. What do cowboys' broad-rimmed, high-crowned hats do for them? What do cowboys' broad-rimmed, high-crowned hats do for them? And U.S. President Abraham Lincoln stood 6 feet 4 inches and was fond of wearing which 7 to 8 inch high hat? U.S. President Abraham Lincoln stood 6 feet 4 inches and was fond of wearing which 7 to 8 inch high hat? 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. The origin of the party hat is unknown, but hats with a pointed shape are traditionally a symbol of what? The origin of the party hat is unknown, but hats with a pointed shape are traditionally a symbol of what? All right, if you know the answer to any of those questions, give me a ring and I'll put you in the drawing for a gift card to Steak and Shake. And we'll give that gift card away at 4:55 this afternoon. We'll draw a name and find out the lucky winner. All right, let's have some offbeat news here. And I've got a stack of it here. A Hong Kong jewelry company exhibiting at an expo in China unveiled a gold toilet with 40,815 diamonds embedded in the seat. More on that in a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, would Monopoly be the game you're looking for in the 30s?
Yeah, Monopoly's the game I'm looking for in the 30s. How are you doing today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Have you heard about the snow in the forecast?
I've heard that. I'm not ready for it.
No, me neither. I think it's too early.
It is, yeah.
All right, David Avery, we have got you in the stack here.
All righty.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and you have a pleasant evening, okay?
All right, you too.
All right. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. All right, this company, 40,815 diamonds embedded in the seat of this toilet that they unveiled in China. The Coronet Jewelry brand, owned by Aaron Shum Jewelry Limited, unveiled the gold toilet Monday at the second China International Import Expo in Shanghai. The toilet is made mostly of gold, with the seat composed of bulletproof glass with 40,815 diamonds embedded in it, a total of 334.68 carats. Coronet said the toilet is scheduled to be inspected by Guinness World Records on Wednesday to determine whether it qualifies for a new record, most diamonds set in a toilet. It would be the 10th world record for Coronet, which previously captured titles including most diamonds set in a watch. Boy, that's unique, isn't it? Authorities in California came to the rescue of a bear named T-Shirt. Yes, the bear's name was T-Shirt, that found itself trapped inside a dumpster. The Placer County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded Monday morning to a dumpster in Kings Beach where a bear was reported trapped inside. He is a local bear and has had prior run-ins with our deputies, the sheriff's office said in a Facebook post. The sheriff's office shared video of T-Shirt, named for a white patch of fur on his chest, being freed from the dumpster by two deputies. Now this, a commercial lobster fisherman shared video of the unusual catch he netted 5 miles off the coast of Maine. A disoriented swimming deer. Rendor said he was fishing with his crew about 5 miles off the coast of Harrington when they spotted a deer swimming away from land. Couldn't let the poor guy suffer and drown, Dor wrote in a Facebook post. Dor said his crew took the deer for a half-hour taxi ride to the nearest beach and dropped it off on dry land before continuing with their fishing. Can you imagine way out in the ocean finding a deer swimming out there? That'd be surprising. You're trying to catch fish and you catch a deer. It is time for On This Day in History. November the 6th, 1851, Charles Henry Dow was born. He was the founder of the Dow Jones and Company. Another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
This sounds like Ernie.
Yeah,
is this Ernie?
It is.
Hey,
yeah.
Buddy. Good to hear from you.
Good. I'm just sitting here listening to your offbeat news there.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And Honest Abe wore a stovepipe hat.
Yes, the stovepipe hat was the answer I'm looking for. I remember going to Ford's Theater down in the basement. They had one of his hats down there on display. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been in Ford Theater, but never got a chance to go downstairs, I guess.
Yeah, and it was a tall thing, so he was tall, so I'm sure.
Yeah,
I made
him look about 7 foot tall,
yeah.
Probably.
Definitely so.
We need a few more of those type politicians, though.
Yes, we do. Old Honest Abe.
Right.
He'd get my vote.
Yeah, me too.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well,
appreciate
thanks,
you
Nate.
Listening out there. Good to hear from
Alrighty.
You.
Good. Good to hear from you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right, Ernie Brees out there listening to the program today. And I got 3 phone calls so far into the drawing, and you can be one of them at 740-383-9944. Okay, on this day in history, in the year 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected to be the 16th President of the United States. 1861, Jefferson Davis was elected as the President of the Confederacy in the U.S. 1861 as well, the inventor of basketball, James Naismith, was born. 1869, the first official intercollegiate football game was played in New Brunswick, New Jersey. 1894, William C. Hooker received a patent for the mouse trap. Boy, I'm glad of that. I have mice that occasionally run in my house. We spotted one in the bedroom yesterday, and the wife went about crazy. It went on my side of the bed, fortunately, but she wouldn't walk in there for a few minutes. She sent me in there just in case. But yes, thank goodness for the 1894 invention of the mousetrap. We'll come back and do the rest of these on this day in histories in just a moment. First of all, we got to take our break here at the bottom of the hour. It's coming up on 4:30. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on this November the 6th, 2019. Feel free to send me an email about anything. I'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. If you spot any offbeat news, if you have any recipes, if you have anything, if you have something nice to say, if you have something mean to say, hey, I'll take some constructive criticism. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. We'll be back after these words right here on WWGH.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center. You hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Back to On This Day in History. November the 6th of the year 1923, Jacob Schick was granted a patent for the electric shaver. 1935, Edwin H. Armstrong announced his development of FM broadcasting. Aren't we glad of that, especially since we're 107.1 here on the FM dial. We're thankful for the invention of the FM broadcasting. 1952, the first hydrogen bomb was exploded at Inuktitut Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. And in 1961, in the Sahara Desert of Algeria, a natural gas well ignited when a pipe ruptured. The flames rose between 450 feet and 800 feet. The fire burned until April 28, 1962, when a team led by Red Adair used explosives to deprive the fire of oxygen. And that's what happened on this day in history, November the 6th. All right, it is now time for the weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is squee. Squee. S-Q-U-E-E. Squee. It's an interjection. The definition is used as an expression of joy, excitement, celebration, or the like. Not squeal. The word is squee. S-Q-U-E-E. The origin of the word squee was first recorded in 1995 and 2000. So it's not too old of a word. It's a newer type word. So squee, used as an expression of joy, excitement, celebration, or the like. And that is our weird word of the week for this week. Okay, it's time to go back to some trivia, see if we can get some answers here at 740-383-9944. We're playing for a gift card, a $5 gift card to Steak and Shake. We're giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon. What did pirates originally mean by the expression, batten down the hatches? What did pirates originally mean by the expression, batten down the hatches? Masts are tall poles or links of wood that hold up what? Masts are tall poles or links of wood that hold up what? The game Chutes and Ladders is similar to Snacks and Ladders, which was played in India in the 1500s to teach what? Chutes and Ladders is similar to Snacks and Ladders, which was played in India in the 1500s to teach what? The difference between what? All right. What do cowboys' broad-rimmed, high-crowned hats do for them? Why do they wear them? What do cowboys' broad-rimmed, high-crowned hats do for them? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer, give us a call and get signed up for the drawing here. The origin of the party hat is unknown, but hats with a pointed shape are traditionally a symbol of what? The origin of the party hat is unknown, but hats with a pointed shape are traditionally a symbol of what? I'll go to another page and give you some more here. Which aircraft first lifted a person into the sky? It wasn't an airplane. Which aircraft first lifted a person into the sky? What bicycle gear is most efficient when pedaling downhill? What bicycle gear is most efficient when pedaling downhill? Do we have any bicyclers out there that might know the answer to this question? 740-383-9944. What did early telephone operators do with switchboards? Yes, indeed. Back in the day, what did early telephone operators do with switchboards? An IQ test measures how smart you are. What does IQ stand for? An IQ test measures how smart you are. What does IQ stand for? Can you tell me the answer to any of those trivia questions? Again, my telephone number is 740-383-9944. Give us a ring here and join the rest that have signed up, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win this $5 gift card to Steak and Shake. And we'll draw at 4:55 this afternoon. Welcome to Bedrock. This is the sort of place you drive up and wonder, don't people on Kelly's Island have anything better to do? It sure doesn't look like much, just a bunch of rocks surrounded by a fence with lots of tourists milling around. But hey man, it's kind of groovy. The glacial grooves, north side of Kelly's Island are, according to the Ohio Historical Society website, the largest and most easily accessible remains of glacial grooves in the world. That is, if you don't take into account ferrying back and forth across Kelly's Island to get to them. Scored into the solid limestone bedrock some 18,000 years ago, they were created by a huge slab of ice that passed through North America. What resulted was a narrow 400-foot-long, 35-foot-wide trough studded with 10 to 15-foot-deep gouges, a prehistoric skateboard park with a half-pipe to challenge all but the most tenderfooted posers. But wait, there's more. 350 to 400 million-year-old marine fossils embedded into the Devonian limestone. More on this in a moment after we take another phone call, which is coming in right now, WWGH. Hi, we're on the air.
IQ stands for intelligent quotient.
Yes, the IQ stands for intelligence quotients. Have you ever taken an IQ test?
No.
Me neither. I don't want to know how smart I am or how dumb I am is the case. All right, and this sounds like Ashley.
Yep.
All right, I got it right. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good, yeah.
Doing all right. Okay, well, we have you all signed up.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening and calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye. All right. Intelligence quotient. Yes, have you ever taken an IQ test? I'm the type of guy that would take an IQ test and forget to write my name. That's how smart I am. All right, this bedrock that's here on the north side of Kelly's Island, surrounded by fencing, the grooves are protected by an elevated walkway and stairs, so you may have to really squint to find the fossils. Plus, there are other interesting views, such as the rolling, verdant adjacent quarry, which was responsible for wiping out, in skateboard vernacular, some of the largest grooves. But nevertheless, you should get a good idea of what it was like back then, and Fred Flintstone would feel right at home. So apparently, a nice rock formation on the north side of Kelly's Island. Have you ever seen it? You ever been up there and seen the glacial grooves there on the north side of Kelly's Island? Sounds pretty cool, and sounds like a nice place to, like a good place to visit for sure. So there's an idea of a place to visit here in Ohio. I like to find out different places to visit and things like that to keep you interested. 4:41 is the time. It's November the 6th, 2019. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Offbeat news and trivia live from the downtown Marion. The day after Election Day. Boy, I was listening to our election coverage last night. Boy, wasn't that something? Got the results so late. Boy, oh boy, that was something else. But Scott and the gang kept everything going and we got the results, didn't we? Yes, indeed. Best election coverage. Only election coverage live on radio, I believe, that you can find here in Marion County. So that was pretty cool. All right, let's go to Ladies' Corner. We're running a little early today. I might get to some stuff that I normally didn't get to. Ladies' Corner, and we have a recipe for you today. Classic fried chicken sandwich. And you can find a picture of this and the recipe on my Facebook page by just going to Facebook and typing in Radio Nate. Once you type in Radio Nate, it'll take you right to my page and you'll see this recipe. Here's what you need. You need quite a few things, so here we go. 1/2 cup of flour, 1/2 cup cornstarch, 1 teaspoon seasoned salt, 1 cup buttermilk, 3 large boneless skinless chicken breasts cut crosswise in half, then pounded to 1/4 inch thickness, 2 cups oil, 2 teaspoons spicy brown mustard, 1/2 cup real mayo divided, 2 cups coleslaw blended cabbage slaw mix, 1/2 cup bread and butter pickle chips coarsely chopped, and 6 sandwich buns, 4-inch split. Here's how to make it. Combine flour, cornstarch, and seasoned salt in pie plate. Pour buttermilk into separate pie plate. Dip 1 chicken piece into flour mixture, turning to evenly coat both sides of chicken with flour mixture. Shake chicken gently over pie plate to remove excess flour mixture. Dip chicken into buttermilk, turning to evenly coat both sides with buttermilk. Hold chicken over pie plate to let excess buttermilk drip back into pie plate. Return chicken to flour mixture to coat with second layer of flour mixture. Repeat with remaining chicken pieces. Heat oil in large skillet on medium heat. Add chicken. Cook 10 to 12 minutes or until done and golden brown on both sides, turning occasionally. Drain on paper towels. Meanwhile, mix mustard and 3 tablespoons of mayo until blended. Toss coleslaw blend with pickles in large bowl. Add mustard mixture mixed lightly. Spread cut sides of buns with remaining mayo. Fill with chicken and coleslaw, and there you have classic fried chicken sandwich. Again, you can find this on my Facebook page by just going to Radio Nate. Just search that into Facebook, and there you go. All right, we need to take another break, and we'll be right back. Email address, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. I would absolutely love to hear from you. We'll be back after these words here on Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after signing 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
From the Bering, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Bering, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Bering, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Time for Ladies' Corner Part 2. And today I have 4 tips to prevent migraines. I have migraines regularly. I went to a doctor in Dublin, and he helped me lower them from like a 9 and a 10 on the pain scale between 1 and 10. I was having like a 9 and a 10 headaches, and oh, they were awful. And he helped me lower them down to like a 5 and a 3, between a 3 and a 5. So they're much more able to control now. But here's some ways to prevent migraines. Keep a headache diary. Just as symptoms vary widely between migraine sufferers, so do the triggers or what brings on the headache. Knowing your triggers is the first key to migraine prevention, so many doctors suggest keeping a diary. In a typical migraine diary, you'll record the date, time, severity, symptoms before and during the episode, all possible triggers. Some people also record methods for relief and the duration of the migraine. After you've collected enough information, patterns should start to emerge you can learn from these. Number two, stay healthy. As with nearly every health condition, living a healthy lifestyle helps lessen symptoms and complications. This means eating a healthful diet and incorporating aerobic activity into your schedule. But for migraine sufferers, it also means protective foods. Foods rich in magnesium, such as nuts, whole grains, and dark leafy greens, can help prevent migraines. Number three, sleep and eat on a regular schedule. Clinical trials have shown that migraines can be triggered by irregular sleeping patterns, so sufferers are advised to stay on schedule. Lack of sleep can be a trigger, but so can getting too much sleep. So experts recommend aiming for 6 to 8 hours a night. Since fasting has been associated with migraines, people with this trigger should eat first thing in the morning and avoid skipping meals. Number four, preventative medications. When natural remedies fail to prevent migraines or don't do enough to help, there are some medications that can help. Most of these medications were originally formulated to treat some other disorders like seizures, depression, or high blood pressure, and were found to lower the incidence of migraine or lessen their severity. If you have more than 3 migraines per month or have episodes so severe you cannot work or carry out a normal activity, your doctor may be able to prescribe a preventative medicine. I'm on a couple of medications for migraines that help me. If you go to your doctor, they'll give you some, and sometimes medication is the answer. But I still have migraines every day, including today. I have a migraine today. But hey, being on the air helps. Being on the air is good medicine for me, for sure. All right, let's see if we can get some more answers to the trivia questions here before we get to 4:55, which is 5 minutes away. You can call in and sign up for a chance to win a $5 gift card to Steak and Shake. 740-383-9944 is our phone number. What did pirates originally mean by the expression, batten down the hatches? What did batten down the hatches mean? Masts are tall poles or links of wood that hold up what? The game Chutes and Ladders is similar to Snacks and Ladders, which was played in India in the 1500s to teach what? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, it's Zach Fuller with the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. How are you?
Hey, Zach, I'm good. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Hey, so I was listening earlier, and you were doing some On This Day in History.
Yes.
So, did you know in 1951, this is a little weather history for you, we actually had snow falling from the Texas Panhandle all the way up to the lower Great Lakes, where in St. Louis area actually saw up to 20 inches of snow near the Washington County area.
My goodness, wow.
I know we were talking, you were talking earlier about, oh, are you ready for the snow? Are you ready for the snow? I don't think we're going to be getting quite that much later this week, but I figured that was a pretty interesting factoid for you, especially when it comes to on this day.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, well, thanks for sharing that, Zach. I appreciate it. You do a great job keeping us up to date, buddy, for sure.
No problem, sir. You have a wonderful day, and I hope you get that headache taken care of.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You have a great day, Nate.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Zach Fuller, our weatherman, doing a great job with him. You can hear his forecast at the just after the top of each hour right here on WWGH Radio. Okay. So, another call coming in here. Maybe we can get an answer to a trivia question. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, that just means a storm is coming.
Yeah, that means tie him down. The storm is coming.
Right, I've been sitting around waiting for people to answer, so I figured I'd give you a call on that one.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it there, my friend.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, you too, buddy. Take care. Okay. All right, we got 2 minutes left until the drawing here at 7 here at 107.1 FM. 740-383-9944 is our phone number if you'd like to answer a trivia question. Be my guest. Call in and hey, we will get you signed up. I'm going to go ahead and thank everybody that called in. Thanks to Bob, of course, that called in. Thanks to Ashley Braden, Ernie Brees, and David Avery for calling in today for the offbeat news, but for the trivia. So I appreciate the folks that gave me a ring here today and signed up for a chance to win this Steak and Shake gift card. All right, we have a few more seconds. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to call in real quick and sign up for a chance to win this gift card by answering a trivia question. You can. And then after we do the drawing, I think I'm going to give you some more offbeat news stories. Got to make sure we give you some plenty of offbeat news stories since that's in the title of the show, right? Right. Okay, here we go. We got 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. We're counting down until 4:55 right on, and we'll do this drawing. Okay, here we are. 4:55 is the time, and we will mix these all up here and find out who our winner is going to be of this Steak and Shake gift card. Okay. And the winner happens to be Ashley Braden. Ashley Braden. Congratulations, Ashley. You are the winner of this Steak and Shake gift card. All righty. We will get that to you. And I do, I do appreciate you listening to the program. And by the way, everybody that wins. The studios are located at Prospect, the corner of Prospect and Center Street. We are on the second floor, so just come in the entrance, take the elevator to the second floor. We're at the end of the hall, and the hours for prize pickup are Wednesday through Friday from 10 until 1. I mean, make sure that's still in. Yes, that's still the hours. Wednesday through Friday from 10 to 1 is the time you can pick up your prizes here at WWGH Radio. Just come on in the studio and they'll get you taken care of. And so there you go. That's how it works. So we appreciate everybody that played today. Thank you very, very much. All right, some offbeat news here in the remaining few minutes that we have on this November the 6th, 2019. A Wisconsin man broke a Guinness World Record by playing pinball for 32 hours and 2 minutes with only 5-minute breaks every hour to eat, drink, and use the restroom. Ryan Clancy, owner of amusement center Bounce and Fling in Milwaukee, used a single pinball machine for more than 32 hours during the weekend to break the Guinness record and raise money for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Well, that's pretty cool. That's a long time to play pinball. Also, a kind stranger was caught on camera coming to the rescue of a dog that ended up stranded on the roof of its owner's home in Rhode Island. Delu Go said he captured video when he spotted the dog on the roof of his neighbor's house in Pawtucket. Goh said the owner wasn't at home at the time, but neighbors phoned authorities. When I saw the animal control car, I'm like, okay, help is finally here. Then when they left again, I'm like, oh my goodness, he's being left alone, Goh told the TV station. Goh said the dog's owner soon arrived home and was joined by a stranger who climbed on the roof and handed the dog to the owner through a sunroof. The filmer said the dog's owner later told him that he doesn't know the man who stopped to help rescue the canine from its rooftop predicament. There are people who care even when they don't know you, Goh said. The owner said the dog probably ended up on the roof by climbing out a window on the top floor of the home. Authorities in Minnesota said they captured a llama found running loose near an intersection, but so far no one has come forward to claim the animal. The Scott County Sheriff's Office said deputies were called about 3 p.m. Sunday by a resident who spotted the llama taking a rest in their yard. Deputies in a local animal control business responded to the scene near the intersection of West 200th Street and Forest Avenue just outside of Jordan. The sheriff's office said local business Critter Getters is temporarily housing the llama while deputies investigate its origins. So they captured the llama and have it for safekeeping. Llamas are interesting creatures, aren't they? They kind of spook me a little bit, though, because you just never know what a llama is going to do. Well, it is quitting time. Thanks for listening to the broadcast. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with offbeat news and trivia. It's been a delight, a pleasure, and an honor to be with you today. Thanks to everybody who called in. Thanks to all of you folks who listen out there every week. Until next time, I'm Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 in the beautiful city of Marion, and I will talk to you later here on WWGH Radio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right. Well, as I walked through the door, I could see. I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where